The Brewers' opponent in the NLDS, the Arizona Diamondbacks, finished at the bottom of the National League West last year, and the year before that as well, but this year they decided to win the division, thereby making the playoffs for the first time since 2007. Joining me from Milwaukee to discuss how the Diamondbacks slithered to the top is Nick Pecoro, who covers the team for the Arizona Republic. Nick, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me on.
Let's go to spring training for a second. Why not begin at the beginning? The Diamondbacks had finished last the previous year. Were there any signs that they were ready to go from 69 wins to 94 wins?
No. In fact, I think that most people that watched the team play in spring training thought it was going to go the other way, that they might actually be worse than they were last year. Looking back at it, I think Kirk Gibson was probably the only person, maybe the only person in the world that could legitimately say that he believed that this team was going to win. I really don't think that there were a whole lot of other believers even within the organization.
Well, let's go right to talking about the manager then. Gibson took over the team midway through last season. Does he deserve a lot of the credit for the turnaround?
I think so, sure. I think there's a lot of guys that are outperforming expectations, and a lot of times you have to give the manager credit for that. I think the biggest thing is he's kind of changed this mindset and this culture around this team. Winning is now kind of expected, and I think that coming off of a couple of really lousy seasons, that maybe wasn't the case. The way that those Manager of the Year awards go, I think that wherever there's the biggest difference between, you know, reality and expectations, that guy usually gets the award. So I'm pretty sure Kirk Gibson is going to be the landslide winner this year in the National League.
Gibson, of course, has some of the very best kind of World Series experience. Clutch walk-off home run for the Dodgers in 1988, and he had won a World Series while playing in Detroit back in 84. Does that kind of experience help inexperienced players to deal with the postseason pressure?
I don't know. I think that postseason experience is a really interesting thing. I mean, I think there probably is something to having been there and gone through those emotions before, but then you look back at some teams, I guess the 03 Marlins are one that jump out to me as a team that didn't have very much experience and it didn't seem to matter. Kirk Gibson does talk about his past a lot, and even as recently as a couple of weeks ago, they had a scouting meeting with all of their scouts before they went out and started talking about, you know, postseason work. And he reminded all of those scouts that it was a scouting report from one of those guys with the Dodgers, Mel Didier, that, you know, had him looking for a 3-2 slider from Dennis Eckersley before he hit that home run. So, you know, I think he's aware that, you know, all those little details matter, and he reminds everyone of you know, the things that he accomplished in his career.
Ian Kennedy will start for Arizona in Game 1 tonight. He joined the Diamondbacks last season after parts of a few seasons in the big leagues with the Yankees, but how did he go from 9-10 in 2010 to 21-4 this year?
Well, I don't think that there's a whole lot different with Ian Kennedy from this year to last year. The one thing that jumps to mind for me is last year he would have days where he wasn't commanding his fastball very well and he would get hit around. He wouldn't find a way to overcome that. This year, there's days when he's clearly struggling and you know, pitching deep into counts and having trouble putting guys away. But for whatever reason this year, he seems to be able to last through six or seven innings even on those days. The record and that sort of thing can be kind of misleading, especially in his past. I mean, he didn't get a very big opportunity when he was with the Yankees. And, you know, that's the way it works in New York. You don't have a very long leash a lot of the time if you're a young player.
Tell us about some other key Arizona players that we should keep an eye on in this series.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in how their 3-4 hitters end up doing. Justin Upton hits third, and he's kind of been the catalyst of the offense all season. He's going to end up getting some MVP votes. I don't think he's going to win the award, but he'll be up there. And I wonder whether teams are going to pitch to him and how the Brewers are going to handle him. If they wind up pitching around him, that's going to make Miguel Montero, the cleanup hitter, an even bigger part. The last 5 weeks maybe, Montero's been swinging, a red-hot bat, and I wonder, are teams going to be more willing to challenge Upton because of that, or are they still going to say, this guy's a little too good for us, let's take our chances with Montero? I think that could end up being a real key in this series.
Milwaukee is coming off their best regular season in franchise history. Game one tonight. How do you think the two teams match up?
I think they're actually really even. I think the Brewers probably have the edge. I think they have a little bit better lineup, maybe a little bit deeper starting pitching. They both have very good bullpens. I really like the way that this series matches up on paper. I think the Diamondbacks have a little bit of an edge defensively. The Diamondbacks have been a team that, you know, as we talked about, nobody really believed in them, and they've been proving people wrong all year. I just looked on ESPN.com, and 20 of the 22 people who made predictions for their website had the Brewers winning this series. So I'm sure that's something the Diamondbacks are going to use as motivation.
You sound a little reluctant to pick a winner in this series. I'm going to ask you to do it anyway. Who advances?
I've been picking against the Diamondbacks all season, and they've been proving me wrong all season, so I'll stick with it. I look at it, and I see some slight edges for the Brewers. I'll go with them winning in, you know, probably four or five games.
Nick Pecoro covers the Diamondbacks for the Arizona Republic, and he joined me from Milwaukee. Nick, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me. We're all Diamondback fans. Go Backs, go! So stomp your feet and clap your hands. Open up the box so we can all get tan. We're the wildest darn fans east of Disneyland. We're all Diamondback fans. Oh, yeah. Come on. Yeah, I'm a Diamondback. Oh, you better know it, Jack.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. Moms who complain that their kids won't clean up their rooms have been characterized as nags. They've also been characterized as dreamers. But until this week, none of those moms has been responsible for vacating three wins accomplished by a high school football team. How can two boys mess up their room as badly as they do when they're only here Saturday and Sunday? Wrote the mother of two Perry County, Tennessee high school players on her Facebook page. Someone who saw that post figured out that those players didn't live in the district. And presto, the three games their team had won disappeared. The moral? Maybe something about the perils of Facebook. Or maybe it's just that kids ought to pick up their rooms.